Hello and welcome to another episode of Recovery for the Narcissist podcast. I am your host, Dr. Eric Perry. If you haven't yet subscribed, make sure you do so you never miss an episode. If you're a first-time listener, please note that this podcast is not meant to assess, diagnose, or treat narcissistic personality disorder. My intention for this podcast is to provide some insight and encouragement to those of you who exhibit narcissistic tendencies, so you can start to break some of those negative patterns of behavior and live a happier, healthier, and more fulfilling life. Today I would like to speak to you about social loafing and how it manifests in individuals with narcissistic tendencies. Social loafing is a behavior that has been documented in social psychology. It is the phenomenon of a person exerting less effort to achieve a goal when they are working in a group dynamic than when they are working alone. This behavior is one of the main reasons that groups are sometimes less productive than the combined performances of their members working as individuals. An example of this behavior is the rope pulling experiment by Max Ringelmann. In this study, he found that members of a group tended to exert less effort on pulling a rope than individuals who pulled the rope alone. Simply put, people tend to work less when they are part of a group and work harder when they do a task on their own. One of the reasons for social loafing is that individual members may feel that their individual efforts do not matter to the group. Many individuals with narcissistic tendencies tend to engage in social loafing in their relationships. You may not realize that you are doing this behavior, but if you were to ask your partner if you exhibit this behavior, you may realize that you are in fact engaging in social loafing in your relationship. You may be engaging in this behavior due to a lack of empathy. If you haven't listened to my episode about empathy, make sure you do. It will give you some insight on this behavior. Another reason you may be engaging in this behavior is due to a lack of social awareness. Social awareness, also known as social consciousness, is the collective consciousness shared by individuals within a group. Essentially, it is the feeling of being part of a group. As applied to the relationship where one individual has narcissistic tendencies and the other one does not, you are forming a dyad, the smallest possible social group. Within this dyad, having social awareness means that narcissistic individuals are able to separate their identity from their partner, that they are able to see themselves as part of a group composed of themselves and their partner. I find that many individuals with narcissistic tendencies are not able to see their partners as a separate person from themselves. You may tend to see your partner as an extension of yourself, and therefore it becomes a relationship dictated by one person. Essentially, there is little social awareness because the narcissistic individual does not see their partner as a separate unit. Without realizing it, your expectation and belief may be that your partner has the same hopes and desires as you do. Because of this, it is not uncommon for partners of narcissistic individuals to feel as if they have been swallowed up by their partner. What I mean by this is that the narcissistic individual tends to become the main focus of the relationship. As a result of this, the individual with narcissistic tendencies may start to see their partner as an object and not a person with their own interests and goals. Because of this, you may not be aware that you are engaging in social loafing. You may simply believe that the things around you are being done as you desire, because that is the best way to do things. As a result of this behavior, your partner may be overly exerting themselves in order to make everything perfect and to appease you. You may not be aware that their behavior is being subtly manipulated to do what you want them to do, because they have become accustomed to this behavior. As a result of this, the partners of narcissistic individuals may just think that they are feeling drained and overwhelmed, because they are easily stressed out. They may feel frazzled and unable to get their own goals done. The truth may be that being constantly monitored and indirectly told what to do is having a negative impact on their lives. Here are some examples of social loafing. You may say something like, "The room looks a bit messy, doesn't it?" Or perhaps you pick up one item and make a face to show your disdain. This will then trigger your partner to drop everything and begin cleaning and tidying up the room. Perhaps you are hungry, and go to the fridge and open the door, and close it, exclaiming, "There is nothing to eat." Your partner may then stop what they are doing and make you a meal. Another reason people engage in social loafing within a group is the sucker effect. This is when an individual in the group may feel that others are going to leave the work to them so that they can take the credit. They do not want to feel like the sucker and will wait to see if the rest of the people in the group will do the work. If all the people in the group feel the same way and want to avoid being the sucker, then everyone's effort will be significantly less than if they are working as hard as they could. In a relationship where one person has narcissistic tendencies, the narcissistic individual may fear being taken advantage of. They may fear being abandoned in the relationship, so they may use social loafing to control their partner and to have the upper hand in the relationship. It is important that you become aware of this behavior and hold yourself accountable. In a relationship, you must learn to share the challenges you face so that you and your partner do not become overwhelmed. I want to encourage you to be more mindful about the instances where you may be subconsciously delegating tasks or duties to your partner. Don't let yourself develop the mindset that you already do so much in the relationship, so it's fair to give your partner tasks to complete. Relationships may be difficult at times, but if you put in the work, the rewards are life-changing. I hope this message finds you well today, and as always, thank you so much for joining me for another episode of Recovery for the Narcissist podcast. I am your host, Dr. Eric Perry, and until next time, see you soon.